AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Tonight's debate between President Biden and former President Donald Trump coming months ahead of the November election. ABC's Perry Russum with more on how things are stacking up at this point.
Trump and Biden are neck and neck in the polls. A new poll shows Trump with a 4-point lead nationwide. Other polls show Trump leading in most battleground states. Another survey shows an unprecedented amount of double haters, Americans who prefer neither candidate. 25% now saying they do not like Biden or Trump, compared to just 13% before the 2020 election.
More Supreme Court decisions expected to come down today, including one deciding whether presidents, including Trump, should be immune from criminal prosecution for anything done while in office. Another Boeing whistleblower comes forward. It's a mechanic who claims he saw holes being drilled in the wrong place on the fuselage of the 787 planes. Boeing says an analysis determined the issues did not present a safety concern and were addressed. This is ABC News. He's Chuck Sievertson. One person is dead and three more are hurt after a fight inside a car near Seattle.
In a bizarre series of events, troopers say the driver of a black BMW was stabbed to death and three passengers were hurt after being stabbed or shot inside of the car. It came in as a call of a car into a ditch. A man in the front passenger seat was shot multiple times. A woman and another man in the back were stabbed. Troopers say it's unclear what went on inside of the car beyond it being a fight and that everybody in the car is a suspect. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Conservation experts this morning now say about 45,000 species are threatened with extinction, up about 1,000 from last year. And a new study says your daily multivitamin may not be doing much for you if you're relatively healthy. The National Institutes of Health looked at 400,000 people and found multivitamins did not affect their risk of things like heart disease or cancer. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's tugging on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A youth counselor at the Lincoln Hills Youth Prison in northern Wisconsin is dead. Corey Pruhl was one of two employees allegedly attacked by a 16-year-old inmate Monday night. Problems at Lincoln Hills go back several years. A new youth prison in Milwaukee is in the works. The latest Marquette University Law School poll is out with how Wisconsin is leaning in the race for president.
You'll be shocked to know it's a close race. We have the presidential race at 50-50 this time with registered voters.
Poll director Charles Franklin says President Biden has a 2-point lead over Donald Trump with likely voters. Franklin says Republicans are more enthusiastic about voting for Trump than Democrats are for Biden. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Bucks add a player in the first round. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Milwaukee, where the Bucks used the 23rd pick overall to select a guard, 19-year-old A.J. Johnson out of California. Johnson, 6'5", about 170 pounds. Instead of playing for Texas, he decided to play professional basketball in Australia. Bucks GM John Horst asked if he thinks Johnson will be able to help the team now or down the road.
I
you know, I'll never put a limit or a ceiling on someone. Maybe he'll play a lot this year. Maybe he won't. If he did, he wouldn't be the first player, you know, at his age and his frame to play a lot, even on a good team. I don't want to put that limit on him. When you get in that part of the draft, the assessment we had to make is here's a handful of guys that are win now. Here's a handful of guys that maybe have a higher development curve or a longer runway. I think he's a combination of both.
Baseball, the Brewers win a thriller 6-5 in 10 innings, completing a three-game sweep of the Texas Rangers at AmFam Field. Crew has the day off before opening a weekend series against the Cubs Friday night. From the Bucks, NBA draft in Milwaukee with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy today, our high right around 75 this afternoon. The wind out of the east to southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, 58. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon. High tomorrow, 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in for the Debate Day edition of The Devil's Advocates. We'll have Democratic Party of Wisconsin Chairman Ben Winkler and party at the Barrymore Theater. See you there.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 3 to 6.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwab.
Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM and 1580 AM. The John and Gordy Extravaganza, broadcasting live from State Street in Madison, Wisconsin. And a good morning to you. It's a beautiful, beautiful morning. Yesterday, wow, what an afternoon.
Yeah, what an afternoon.
Wow. Huh. Oh, yeah, did you have a good one? Or
it was good.
What the hell happened to
you?
I
was at the dentist. Oh, it was really fun. Yeah, it's going to be...
Oh, that's too bad, man.
It's going to be... Well, you know...
It's got to happen.
There's good things, and there's things that I need to have to worked. Do. Yeah, worked. Yeah. So, yeah, thanks for reminding me. It's gorgeous. Look at the sunshine out there this morning.
Beautiful.
It's just fantastic, and it's...
You got a lot on your mind now. You got to take care of a crack tooth, the filling, whatever. I mean, what are you going to do? What are you going to do?
I'm going to go back to the dentist and get some work done. You know, so there's a plan.
Wow.
There's a plan. But, you know, I don't like the plan, but
I may get a
second opinion. I don't know. Chris Kammer, if you're listening, you know, answer your messages.
Well, here's the thing. You know, with Chris, you know, he doesn't use drills.
Well, that's what I'm thinking.
A chemical substance of some sort that neutralizes everything and solidifies everything. You don't even need to have fillings anymore.
Yeah, it's a secret chemical substance that he developed.
It's magical.
And he's not sharing it with anybody. Only he knows what's going into it. Yeah, but well, you know, I'm gonna reach out to him and see what the deal is.
Yes, you can call him the Tooth Fairy. You know, sprinkle his magic dust and snort.
Let's check out the weather for today.
Why don't we?
Hey boys, let's get out the balls, okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Take out
balls. Sweaty balls, those lottery balls. That's what they are.
That's right.
First number is 7. Mm-hmm. Looking at the today high temperature. Second ball is 4. 74. That's beautiful.
That's just fantastic.
It's great. It's perfect.
I mean, that
weather
seems
today.
Cool, actually.
It is a little chilly this morning. It's 59 degrees currently. So it's going to be good today. Yep. A little bit later on, we'll check in with Brittany Merlot.
Yeah.
More forecast details.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, I hope to get, you know, better news for the weekend coming up.
Yeah, we're talking some rain on Friday night. But other than that, I think it might be okay.
Of course, we're always talking rain.
We're always looking toward the weekend. You notice the weather people. Yeah. That's why they invented the 7-day or the 10-day forecast. So you have the weekend, and there's some hope. You know, at the end of the light at the end of the tunnel.
Is there?
Yeah. Not really. But
I'm glad you mentioned that.
Yeah, tonight's
keep
the
that
big,
in mind.
Tonight's a big debate night, you know.
Oh, I know.
Good weather for that tonight in Atlanta.
Now, I was thinking, should we go to the debate? I know that Todd Elba is out there, right?
Yeah.
And he'll be moderating along with, who is he moderating with?
At the Barrymore Theater, are you talking about? I don't know. I have not heard.
I don't think he's going to be out there. I believe Terry Bell are going to be.
Okay, here. They're going to be here?
Yes. They're going to be doing stuff on the air before and afterward.
Yeah, that's right. We're going to have the debate live on the Civic Media Network.
It would be hard to imagine Crute giving up any airtime to anyone else here at the station.
Well, come on now. they're going to be at the Barrymore. They're going to be there. I believe Crute and
Don will be there.
Wait.
I believe.
Yeah.
I
don't have any information.
Didn't a memo go out saying that we're encouraged to join in the festivities somehow?
Possibly.
I don't know if that went out internally. I saw something out on Madison Minutes actually about it.
That's not where I saw. Madison Minutes is telling us, the announcing staff, to participate. That would be a turn.
I did see it.
The current one.
The Devil's Advocates are sponsoring it at the Barrymore Theater.
All right, excellent.
I think Maggie Dawn is there too, right?
Yes, Maggie Dawn will be there.
Yeah. Okay.
So there's going to be some moderation.
It's free because it's a public broadcast. Yeah. It's on ABC or CNN.
They're asking for donations.
Yeah.
So help pay for some of the costs there.
Right. So that's happening.
That's a great thing that Barrymore would do. The Barrymore Theater would do something like this.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's a presidential debate watch party. That's what it, and of course, it all starts at 7 o'clock tonight.
If Trump shows up,
what do you mean? If
Felonious
he shows
Trump
up,
could do anything at this point.
Really, you think he's just not going to show up?
It's a power play. If he decided not to show up, he's always doing that.
What would they do if he didn't show up? Would they continue and just have a one?
Just ask Biden all
just
the questions.
Biden, yeah, that'd be it.
that sounds actually kind of good.
Kind of like soothing. That.
I would enjoy that.
Yeah. Well, anything can happen, I guess so.
I mean, we're not expecting any kind of policy at all from Trump.
Right.
What is he going to say? Is he going to tell us a story about batteries and sharks again? Probably.
I hope he does.
Embellish
it. That'd be great.
Give us a different point of view. It's in his genes. He had an uncle at MIT, so obviously
he's smart.
Hereditary. Brilliance continued through that genetic line.
Yeah.
My God.
Okay. Well. Everybody will be tuning in. I think a lot of people,
I think
the ratings will be really good.
I think Felonious Trump is probably one of the dumbest people ever that could ever have run for president in this country. That's what I think.
Is that what you think?
That's what I think. It's my opinion. It doesn't necessarily reflect the opinion of this radio station or its staff or friends and uncles.
Right. where's our disclaimer when we need it?
Yeah.
Hey, let's check out the National Day calendar. What do you say?
Yeah,
you ready for this?
No, I'm not. I'm never ready for this.
Is it or is it not one of these days?
I see popsicles in there. I'm not.
Don't peek. You're not supposed to know this stuff, okay?
Well, it's a colorful picture. So
is it National Sunglasses Day or not? Is it National Onion Day? How about National Ice Cream Cake Day? Is it that? Is it National Tater Tot Day? How about National Handshake Day, National Orange Blossom Day, National Bomb Pop Day. What is a bomb pop? Oh, that's like a popsicle.
Oh.
And so let's see. Those are our days. Any guesses there, John?
I don't think it's Onion Day.
Well, you'd be wrong because it is National Onion Day. So there you go. Sam, do you have a guess?
I don't remember reading Bomb Pop Day. I don't know what that is.
Is that your guess?
Yeah, that's
yes
my guess.
Yes or no? Okay, that would be wrong.
What?
You're
really
wrong. You do not get a shiny new dime. No, it's not National Tater Tot Day.
No, right.
I love tater tots.
You know what?
If they're made correctly, I love tater tots.
I think the National Day calendar should call you up and come up with some extra days because you're coming up with some doozies. I mean, Tater Tot Day would be fantastic. There's so many restaurants.
People don't serve tater tots enough.
Well, restaurants are adapting their menus now to include tater tots as some extravagant ingredient.
It's for all the people who were longing for their school lunches when they were kids.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Well, think of it. You know, they grow the tater tots out in the soil. You know, they have to individually pluck them out of the earth.
If you, you, know, if you keep them there long enough, you can use the dirt as kind of a breading.
I guess you could. But, you know, each individual tater tot, it takes a long time to grow all those tater tots.
It does, yeah. Especially to take the stems off. You don't want to.
That's a laborious process. Let's check out National Sunglasses Day. A whole day devoted to, you have, I don't know if I've ever seen you wearing sunglasses.
I'm a sunglass guy.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wore wraparound sunglasses for at least maybe 20 or 30 years. And I only did that because I was influenced by Question Mark, of Question Mark and the Mysterians.
Oh, sure.
He wore sunglasses, wraparounds, and he was never seen without them. And I thought, that sounds like a damn good idea. Why? I don't know. But
another guy,
I picked up on it.
Another rock star who always wears sunglasses, the guy from Steppenwolf, John Kay.
John Kay.
Always had sunglasses.
Yeah.
That was his.
He reminded me of.
Of Question Mark and the
Question
Mysterious.
Mark.
Yeah. National Sunglasses Day happens every year on June 27th as a day to inform people about the dangers of UV exposure.
Yes.
Wearing sunglasses more than just a fashion statement, John. Wearing sunglasses is also about protecting your eyes from harmful elements.
Yeah.
The history of sunglasses can be traced back to the Inuit tribes of the Arctic region.
Really?
In order to maintain vision from the glare of the snow and the water reflections, the Inuits, is that how you pronounce that?
Something like that, yeah.
Created an eye covering with slits in the front of the, you know, in front of the pupils to control the exposure to brightness. Made from bone or wood, the Inuit eye coverings were the inspiration for contemporary goggles.
Wow.
Oh, there
pretty
you go.
Pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so enjoy your sunglasses today. You'll need them. And let's go on to National Onion Day. Let's salute the onion.
No,
let's not. The newspaper. That's out of business.
Oh, yeah, that I would salute.
They still have a website,
they have it
I think.
Online, yeah.
Yeah.
Website.
Through all the years and sometimes tears, National Onion Day on June 27th recognizes the flavor and aroma of the bulb of the Allium family. It brings to numerous recipes, okay? Whether we choose a sweet, white, red, or ever favorite yellow onion, we count on the onion to enhance the flavor of savory recipes. Are you an onion fan?
I am not.
You don't like onions?
Well, no.
What's the matter with you? Come on.
It's very inconsiderate to have an onion and then expect to talk to somebody close or make out or anything like that. Why would you have an onion?
What about fried onions?
Onions are inconvenient.
Fried onions.
I was going to say caramelized onions, fried onions are the best way to go.
You're on,
and I can handle that. Onion rings are excellent. Who doesn't like an
onion ring?
Like say in my head that I love onion rings, and then I like order them at a restaurant, and they're always underwhelming. They never hit like I want them to.
Yeah.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Are they overdone, overcooked, or undercooked?
I don't know.
Or
maybe
I don't
just
like them undercooked. I like them nice and crispy.
Oh yeah.
Crispy.
Yeah.
That's the way to go.
Well, you know, you have to bite really hard into them in order to sever the onion instead of pulling the whole damn thing out of the breading.
That's the problem.
That's true.
Yeah, it's got to be just right.
I like the shredded onion rings.
Yeah.
Those are my favorite.
Oh, that's
those
good.
Are the kind they put on top of burgers.
Okay. It's also National Ice Cream Cake Day. Ice cream cake day.
You know what? That's the best kind of cake ever.
I think that's a Dairy
Queen really
thing. Let's see. Who came up with this? National Ice Cream Day brings two celebrated favorites together under one delicious treat. The cake and the ice cream. Okay.
So they're using ice cream as the icing.
Ah.
Is that and the filling. Is that right?
Where's
your page
on that? I moved on. I was
you moved on already.
Trying to move it along here, pal.
I know.
Come on. All right, we've got more of the National Day calendar and look at today's history books.
Can't wait.
It's all coming up on the John and Gordy Show for a Thursday.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
So you want to know about National Ice Cream?
I do. WMDX, the John and Gordy family show. Here's the thing.
I kind of breezed past it. You didn't like that.
I'm curious about it. Are they replacing the filling, the frosting in the cake with ice cream, or are they getting rid of the cakey part and just making solid ice cream cakes?
Well, haven't you ever had an ice cream cake, John?
I'm trying to specify here. I'm trying to get specific. Please, fill me in.
He sounds so condescending. That's great.
That's true.
Okay, I'll fill you in. All right. Ice cream cake makers build these treats out of any flavor of ice cream into the shape of a cake. Oh. And then they can add many different ingredients too. Whether you like cookie crumbs or sponge cake or fudge or fruit or caramel between the layers, they make delicious things happen. Then they take it a step further with the decorating. They begin by adding frosting, whipped cream, icing, just like baked cakes. Ice cream cakes are decorated to fit any theme or celebration. Did that answer any of your questions?
No, it really.
Okay. All right, then I'll continue.
You can add anything to the ice cream, and that includes the cake?
Sure. Although the origin of the ice cream cake, the origin of the ice cream cake, John, remains somewhat of a mystery.
Wow. I'm glad we this far down into the article.
There's no doubting the popular dessert combines two classics. No doubt about that, right? Between the classic summer ice cream treat, ice cream, and the honored celebratory cake.
Yeah.
What? The ice cream cake becomes one of the culinary history's favorite combinations.
That really answered a lot of that mystery.
Well, what do you need to know again? What is the question?
The question is it used in place of the icing on a cake?
No.
Or is it replacing the cakey part of the cake?
I don't think it would be replacing the icing or the frosting because ice cream is, maybe ice cream isn't a whole lot heavier than frosting, but I feel like it would squish the cake
down. It actually doesn't. I mean, you can buy, in fact, we make a point of buying cake that has ice cream layered into the cake. That's what we buy. We buy that kind of cake.
So you knew the answer all along.
No, I'm trying to find out if this day is celebrating that cake. I am driven here, man.
I'm going to connect you with the National Day Calendar people, and you guys can sort this out, okay? We got to move on.
All right.
It's National Handshake Day. So shake your hands. Okay, each year, during the last Thursday of June, people across the nation observe National Handshake Day.
After COVID, that's what they want to do. Handshake Day.
You're right. Of all the various forms of greeting, the handshake is perhaps one of the most ancient and most honorable.
Yes, it's old. We don't do that anymore.
Well, the origin of the handshake is hard to pinpoint. As it's a nonverbal mode of communication.
Not another mystery.
It is a mystery. It may have been existing before written records. Theories suggest it was a way for medieval knights, Roman soldiers, and other weapon-carrying men to check for hidden daggers by grasping each other's forearms in greeting.
Well, that's a different kind of handshake.
Yeah, it is.
It's an arm shake.
Archaeologist ruins in ancient Greece support this theory. An even older record in Egypt suggests the handshake held a different sort of power, the power of giving. According to Babylonian customs, kings would grasp the hand of the statue of the god Marduk before taking the throne. Marduk.
Marduk.
All hail Marduk. The statue of Marduk. Shake the statue's hand.
Wait, wasn't there a movie, Mordok?
Mordok.
Was there
you're making me think of Marmaduke. About,
yeah, I know.
Like,
that's
giant,
what I was thinking.
Great Dane dog.
But Marduk or something like that.
It's M-A-R-D-U-K.
It was the most surreal movie of all. Sean Connery is in this debacle, and this giant head, floating head in the sky, would give them commands.
Well, listen to this.
And people would jump out of the face's mouth, I guess, to their suicide.
Wow.
No, it's
what
weird,
in the world are you talking about?
I am talking
John?
About Mordok.
Okay, this is Mordok.
This is a movie?
Yes, yes. See if you can find Mordok.
Okay, well, okay. First, before a king would take the throne, he had to shake the statue's hand. And then this act was repeatedly an annual thing during the festival of Zagmuk. Z-A-G-M-U-K.
Wow,
this is all made up. This is nuts.
This is like a comic book page.
Zagmuk. All right. So that's where the handshake came from.
Okay.
All right. So everybody shake everybody's hands today. Okay.
No, fist bump.
You're not doing
or
it.
Elbow.
A fist
bump.
That's the way to go. That's the way to go. Any of these other days we need to check out? Oh, bomb pop day. Okay, we talked about that.
All right.
You know what a bomb pop is?
No, we actually didn't talk about
that. I didn't see this one. It didn't show up on the page for me.
Okay. It's it looks like
you don't
this.
You've got to show me your laptop.
See that?
Okay, I see it. I see it. Yeah.
It's like a popsicle.
It's like the red, white, and blue popsicle.
Yes.
That's what it is.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
So it's National Bomb Pop Day. So, you know, enjoy your bomb pops. Okay? That's it for the National Day calendar. I'm not doing it anymore.
You're never going to do it again?
Well,
that might be a promise that we'd want you to keep.
Okay.
You have a love-hate relationship with the National Day calendar, don't you, John?
Well... Sometimes it's fun.
Sometimes it's
confusing.
Not.
Confusing. Sometimes it doesn't
come
tell
on.
You what you want to know.
Are you searching for this movie right now?
I am.
We learned about Zagmuk. Come
is it
on.
Called that's... Highlander? Or am I bad at Googling?
I'm looking at his list of movies.
Oh,
this
I
might
see.
Be something they'll ban from ever.
What?
If you see any
like
of this.
Like how old of a movie is this?
He appears almost naked in this movie. He's running around with, you know, just a loincloth.
Who's this?
Sean Connery.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
Oh, I'm not kidding.
Yeah?
Here it is. Zardoz.
Zardoz?
Yes. Zardoz. This is the...
Really?
The most surreal. If you're ever going to do anything like Trip...
Yeah.
This would be the movie for
hallucinogens?
This would be a bad
Are
trip.
This would
John.
Be a bad trip. Did you see it? Do you have it up there?
I see some pictures from it.
Do you
it.
See the head?
Good.
The floating
good
head in the sky?
God, that's
that
wild.
Is, oh, I know.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
So you're recommending that movie?
Yes, I am recommending everybody see this thing. It's insane.
I keep recommending you guys got to watch Winnebago Man, okay?
We are definitely going to watch that.
You got to see it.
Yeah.
Okay, just look it up on YouTube.
All right.
Winnebago Man. You won't believe it. It'll blow your mind.
It sounds
okay.
like a really good idea. You know,
you
come
saw
out
a little
with California trailer. Man, and now you know, Winnebago Man is an older movie, right?
It is. It's about a guy that
sells
Winnebagos,
and he does everything he can. And it's a real movie. It's a documentary.
He made commercials out in California for years back in the '60s, and they show all the bloopers of these commercials, and he gets so angry, and just you know, it's a lot of obscenities in there. But he's quite a character, anyway. Winnebago Man. I highly recommend it. Okay, do we have time for the history books? Yeah.
We can get started.
All right. What do you say?
Let's see. Let's open up the book.
Okay.
Lots of stuff.
Because we
got to
go.
John,
Yeah.
Did you ever watch Captain Video and his Video Rangers when you were a kid?
Captain
Video.
The first television sci-fi series.
Yeah, it was really
cool. Debuted today in 1949.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was really, really cool. It was on for a number of years.
I don't remember that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Captain Video and the Video Pirates.
Yeah, well, then
Video
they had
Rangers.
Okay.
Yeah, what was it about? Tell us in 30 seconds.
It was about 28 minutes.
It was
long.
About being in space. That's all.
Okay.
I mean, you know, just it was, you know, anytime you could put somebody in a spaceship.
Yeah.
You know, the kids were there
they
for.
Loved
they
it.
They wanted to be in that spaceship with them, and that was the fun of watching those shows.
All right. Okay, we'll get more of the history of today, June 27th. Oh, stand by. There's so much more coming up on the John and Gordy Show on WMDX.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
If you're a Wisconsin dairy operator and you're trying to figure out where is milk price going, guess what? You're not alone. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Thursday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Kathleen Wolfley, one of the dairy brokers with Everegg out of New York State, says the marketplace is trying to figure that one out. She says between weather, export demands, and pretty good consumption here in the United States, there's a lot of unknowns about where milk prices will go next.
In general, the market is trying to sort through, okay, milk availability, not quite as long as we were a year ago. The situation is we were down 0.9% in May, so we may not have quite as much milk around. So that doesn't come as too much of a surprise. I think people are just concerned about what happens if we have a really hot summer. What happens if cattle availability remains tight and we're not able to grow supply as much as the market is looking for?
Kathleen Wolfley, one of the dairy analysts with Everegg, she says the recent shortage we've had on fresh cheese is what's been driving our prices in Chicago for both barrel and block. She says the shortage of available butterfat for things like ice cream and butter driving those prices. Markets in overnight electronic trade on a Thursday morning look like they're a little mixed. Dairy trade yesterday was actually soft. All the numbers coming your way next.
Introducing Certain Herbicide, the latest corn innovation from BASF. It brings powerful PPO residual chemistry into a pre-through early post application thanks to novel solid encapsulation technology. Apply from pre-plant to V3 and get up to 8 weeks of residual control or suppression of 79 broadleaf and grass weed species. Don't chase weeds all through the season. Attack them before they emerge with Certain Herbicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
Water hemp, Palmer amaranth, and giant ragweed. Left undisturbed, they will become the most dangerous foes to corn plants. But in the early season, these weeds are at their weakest. Now is the time. A predator lurks. Certain herbicide attacks, unleashing full residual power before weeds have a chance to emerge. Pre or early post application, they are hopeless against such effective chemistry. Certain herbicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
Yesterday, the barrel cheese dropped a penny to $1.90. 40-pound block cheese on Thursday was up 0.75 cents, $1.88, while AA butter gained 5 3/4 cents to $3.09 a pound this morning. December corn's down 2.5 at $4.34. November beans are up a penny at $11.07. July wheat up a penny at $5.42. Currently, July Class 3 milk going into cheese up 4, $19.56 a hundredweight. There's a market update. I'm Pam Yonke.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Partly cloudy today, our high right around 75 this afternoon. The wind out of the east to southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, 58. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon. High tomorrow, 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special healthcare needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions, get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Sync radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Maggie Dawn.
Week 4 of Joe Biden's top 100 continues. We're talking what makes America healthier. Huh. And I got an answer. It's called gun control.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons at 2.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Teeth R Us, the world's largest tooth care center. Remember, when you have a bad tooth pulled at Teeth R Us, we'll remove two healthy teeth absolutely free. And don't forget to bring the kids along to swim in our heated Olympic-sized 40-foot spit sink.
Sounds That's like where a I'm going. Fun event. That's, yeah. Yeah. Why haven't you gone to one of our sponsors?
Well,
are you gonna bring your adult children along also so they can like swim in sure. the spit sink?
Yeah. If they ever come to visit me, yeah, I'll do that. You know, well, one of them's in Indiana. So, you know, he's got
a little
excuse.
Anger tied in with that. No, I don't want to bring that up. Sore spot for him. Obviously.
That's okay. Yeah. Well. Yeah, I got to get some dental work done, but that's all right. Yeah. You know, you gotta take care of it.
You do.
All right, Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. It's time for the history books again. Let's get back into the history. Do we need to reopen the book? Yeah. No.
No.
Okay.
No.
It's already open. Did we open it? Okay.
It's not like a phone or a tablet where it shuts itself off. We don't need to keep reopening it.
Okay. Good.
Let's
what
see.
Happened on this date of June 27th in history?
Today, wow. In 1918, the first successful use of a parachute in combat.
Oh no! Yes, I. That's.
It's good to qualify that. Yeah. Yep. I guess.
Yep.
Wonder how many they tried before it actually was successful.
I don't know. I didn't find the statistic.
I hope they didn't use people to try those out.
Hey, Bob, come on over here. We want to try something.
That
here.
Didn't work.
Put this thing on.
That one didn't work.
Okay. Oops.
Today in 1954, the world's first nuclear power plant goes online at, it's a Russian name. I will try and pronounce it, Obninstinsk in Russia, just southwest of Moscow.
All right.
Today in 1972, Atari was founded.
Wow.
You ever play an Atari 70, back in the day?
Oh, yeah.
No, I never did, no.
No? You didn't? I worked at American TV for about 6 weeks, and we sold Atari.
You did? Six weeks.
Yeah, well, wow. They just opened up this home computer game thing, and they had Atari, and then they had Commodore 64. That's all they had. Wow. Just those two computers.
That's it?
Yeah. Huh. You want to try this one, or you want to try that one? Yeah.
What American TV were you at?
The one on the Beltline, the main one.
Okay.
Yeah, Lenny was running around, crazy man. Yeah. You know Lenny. We'd see Lenny all the time, you and I.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah, I was at the recording sessions with Lenny.
Right.
And we produced a lot of stuff on the warehouse, especially where you dropped stuff from a second story.
You recorded some of his commercials?
Tons of them.
Oh, really?
There was this recording studio.
Abella
Audio.
Yep.
Right behind Lenny's store.
He was the other voice in American TV ads.
Yeah.
And I worked with him.
Right.
And so when he was gone, I would fill in for Bob.
Yeah.
And I'd be the other voice
with
TV Lenny.
Right. Yeah. And for years, I mean, Lenny did a lot of radio and a ton of TV.
Yeah.
And they also had a TV studio back there, too, Pro Video.
But as an employee, you got a really good look at the markups.
Right.
In the store, right?
Sure.
Because I would get the employee discount as well.
Did you really?
And furniture was like a third the cost.
I did
furnish my apartment well.
Well, thanks to Lenny.
Before I left,
Think of how many 10-speed bikes are out there because of Lenny, you know? Remember, he was always giving away bikes.
Right.
You know, buy a couch, get a bike.
Right.
You know, buy a TV, get a bike.
But he had a mean-spirited manager, boy. I can't remember his name, but...
Yeah.
He discontinued all the employee discounts.
Did he?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
And that was That was
quite the operation.
Near the end of the operation.
Yeah. And then Lenny got into selling e-bikes.
Yep.
And I think he still has that name on that, but he's
right. He sold the business, but they kept the name on because he was so popular and everybody knew about it.
We should get Bob Abella in here. I bet he's got tons of stories about Lenny. Maybe
would be interesting to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should get Bob in.
Let's try that. Okay. Make a note. Okay, where are we in the history books?
Got one more thing here.
Okay.
Today in 1985. Well,
did you want to say something else about Lenny?
Yeah, you got something else about
Lenny. No, I think we've talked about TV Lenny enough and all the beta machines that I've gotten from him.
You still have those.
And high-8 Sony machines as well.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Great. You just love investing in formats that don't take off, do you?
Well, I'm thinking one of these days I'll get lucky.
Right.
That never happened.
No, keep thinking that. Okay. All right. What else happened on this day in history?
Today in 85, Route 66 was decertified as a federal highway.
Yeah, isn't that awful?
What?
Yeah.
You ride on Route 66 as a kid?
Why would they decertify it?
They put a different route in.
Oh,
yeah. Well,
a new road.
The interstates happened, it cost more to redo the roads in parts to update the standards to like lane width and all of like the roadway regulations.
Is that Highway 2? I'm not even sure.
Mm. We're getting a couple of notes here from Rocker, who's texting us.
Oh no, TV Lenny's son plays in Steely Dan.
Right, he's a musician. Yeah,
Ty.
No, you're right. TV Lenny's son plays in Steely Dan. Sorry.
He
plays vibes. He plays vibes.
Oh, he plays. I thought he was just saying vibes.
No, it's an instrument.
That makes more sense. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Did you have one more history item or no?
We got some birthdays if you want to cover those.
Oh, sure.
Helen Keller, born today in 1880.
Okay.
Bob Keeshan, a.k.a. Captain Kangaroo.
Bob Keeshan.
Born in 1927. Mm-hmm.
He was such a nice guy, wasn't he?
He was. He was terrific.
Yeah.
And J.J. Abrams, the film director, born in 1956.
You know, Keeshan worked well with puppets.
He was It was like Sesame Street before Sesame Street.
Yeah.
I mean, it was more, you know, it was very quiet. It wasn't, over the top crazy or anything. It was just a very calm children's show, you know.
Yeah.
A very nice, you know. Well, nice way to wake up.
Was he a lot like Mr. Rogers?
Yeah, kind of.
It was very close to Mr. Rogers.
Right.
Because he did have the puppets, green jeans.
Mr. Green Jeans.
Real people walking in every once in a while.
Grandfather Clock.
Grandfather Clock.
Remember Grandfather Clock?
What a strange bit that was.
Did Grandfather...
He was very sedate.
Well, his eyes moved and his bottom lip would move.
Was very sedate.
Like, well, he had a lot of time on his hands. Hello.
Hello,
I'll be here all week. Try the deal.
Okay, that worked. I love that. Hey, could you scroll up?
I'm sorry. Where's the thing?
Something happened there.
Tommy Mattioli. He's mentioning.
Is it Tom?
Tom Mattioli.
Okay, Tom. All right.
You want to
go up? Right there.
Okay.
Gary Witt, president of the CEO of the Pabst Theater Group, which owns several venues that have hosted presidential town halls in the city, said, it's 100% a case of overpromise, overdeliver, and all parts by everybody. There you go.
Okay. What was that?
And that's for the RNC, the convention. Apparently doesn't seem to be a lot of people going to Milwaukee for the convention.
Huh. I wonder why that would be.
So people aren't flocking and renting, getting
places
rooms.
To stay.
Yeah. Why would they go to a horrible city like Milwaukee?
Yeah, exactly, you know. And I want one of those T-shirts. I definitely want one.
Yeah. Well, we'll see if Trump even shows up for that. I mean,
because I'm a Milwaukeean.
He's threatening maybe not to show up, right?
Yeah.
You're a
Milwaukeean.
I'm a Milwaukeean.
Yeah, is there a song like that? Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it like walk like an Egyptian, but walk like Milwaukeean?
No, it's a culture club.
Oh.
So.
Okay.
We'll have to find that.
Yeah.
I'm a Milwaukeean?
Yes.
That's what it's called.
Yeah. I'll try to find it on my list here, and I'll send it to you if I can grab it up.
Good enough. Yeah. All right.
I don't want to overpromise.
Overpromise and underdeliver. That's what we do. It's, you know, that's kind of our motto over the years.
It is our motto.
All right. Well.
Well, Gary Witt must listen.
Now, tonight's the big debate. You know, everybody's all geared up for it, presidential debate, and, of course, that watch party going on with the Devils and Progressive magazine. That's free at Barrymore Theater. 7 o'clock tonight. There you open the doors.
And Todd
8 o'clock.
And Terry are going to do the coverage prior to the broadcast here on the station.
Yeah, we'll have the broadcast of the debate on Civic Media. So we'll see who shows up
like to do is get into a... an interesting. this is so over the top. This is Andy Ogles. I'm not sure if you remember. We've had stories about Andy Ogles. He's a representative, a mega representative.
Okay.
And he has proposed the No Juicing Joe bill.
No juicing Joe.
No juicing Joe bill. This is in the House, which would require President Biden to divulge, to report to the American people every time he takes a mind-altering stimulant, like he's going to have to do before the debate.
What?
He's going to have to do it before the debate? I don't think so.
Where is this
they're
going to
have
from?
Him juiced up and jacked up, is what he says. And I'll tell you what, let's play cut 151 here.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not. I wish
I
were.
By the way, I have my bill, the no juicing Joe, which would require him to divulge, to report to the American people anytime that he takes a mind-altering stimulant, like we know he's going to have to do before this debate. They're going to have him juiced up and jacked up on some sort of cocktail so that he can be lucid and take on, or at least try to debate Donald Trump.
Congressman Andy Ogles, pride of Tennessee. God bless you, my friend. We'll talk soon.
The pride of Tennessee. You think he was kidding with that? Or maybe not.
No.
I think they take pride in that kind of
that's very serious.
Intelligence. Yeah.
No
juicing Joe, Bill.
That's just crazy. What are they thinking? You
know, they're gonna ban him from having an orange juice glass up on the podium with him?
Probably. Yeah.
Oh, you had too much coffee? Did he have too much coffee before he went out there for the debate?
He's hallucinating.
Wow.
Oh, God.
He has energy. See, no matter what happens.
Right.
So if Biden goes out there and
he's energetic.
He's on juice.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing there.
Yeah.
No matter what he does, they have framed it in a way that he can't come out ahead.
Right.
At least
in their minds.
With the MAGAs.
In their minds.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody else thinks it's ridiculous. No juice bill. No juice Joe bill.
That is incredible.
That's going nowhere.
Now, the thing is, you've got to remember that if the Republicans, the MAGAs, take control of Congress, the Senate and the House, and then the presidency,
these are the kind
of bills that we will see ad nauseum.
They will have
these kind of bills. This is the kind of stuff that they will be focusing on, not the actual serious problems that our society faces as we progress into the 21st century, but they'll be going back to the 19th century to do things the way it used to be done.
Hmm. You know, is this what the Founding Fathers had in mind when they set up the whole deal way back when? I mean, I don't think so.
Yeah.
We're seeing some texts here coming in. You can text us at 608-879-8255. Somebody sent an article, and I guess that's on Yahoo. Lara Trump's RNC is already a total catastrophe. Well, it hasn't even started yet.
Big surprise, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you call a host city a disaster, right. a horrible place to be. And you try to take it back, and it can't be taken back.
No.
And they blame, it's about crime there. And then somebody says, it's really about the election there.
Sure.
And, apparently it's everything and all things
that
makes it a horrible city.
Yeah. There's no turning back from him saying that. That's what he said. Yeah.
And they've got T-shirts.
Trying to tap dance
and they've
way
got
out
the
of
10
it.
Billboards
right.
to remind everybody, but I do want a T-shirt like that because I'm from that horrible city, Milwaukee, and I'm proud of it.
Yeah, I know you are. Yeah. What side of the city did you grow up in?
South side, mostly.
Okay.
Yeah, that's where I grew up, and then I decided to live on all sides of town just to kind of get a sample of each.
Yeah.
Every time I moved, I went to a different side of town.
Yeah? Are they a lot different from each other? I mean, they're neighborhoods
Yeah, the neighborhoods are different.
Kind of like Chicago.
Shopping centers are different.
Collection of neighborhoods.
Yeah.
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 Interesting.
Although I like the east side.
Yeah?
Because they had the coffee shops. That was right when the coffee shops became very popular and the coffee roasting, personalized coffee roasting took place.
Okay.
It all took place on the east side.
Mm.
East, north, and south side.
It's very cool. I never spent a whole lot of time in Milwaukee. You know, I've been over to the Brewer games a number of times over the years, but I don't really know the neighborhoods or where are the bars downtown. Where's the don't they have the
they
beer?
They change
beer,
almost all the time.
The beer drinking district or something. I thought they had a district right downtown, but I don't know.
They did. I think it's the second district.
Okay,
it's still there. It changes. The brewers down there have changed.
Yeah.
You know, they keep going out of business and in business and out of business and moving to a larger location and not being able to support that location next to, the convention center.
All right. Hey, coming up, Media World, right?
Yeah.
What do we got going there?
We got some stuff going on. Yeah, we got stuff.
It's all coming up on the John and Gordy Show.
listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for Matinee on Air.
With a little financial support from the Wisconsin Chairs Child Care Subsidy Program, more is possible. You can focus on work, continue your education, and take advantage of opportunities that make your family stronger. Best of all, you can give your child a great start with the high-quality care they deserve. What's your more? Learn how you can get help paying for childcare by visiting wishares.wi.gov today.
Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. For decades, it's been a family secret. And if you weren't a blood relative, well, you never got a taste. Until now. Barbecue season is here. Get the rich, original Grandpa's Barbecue. It's a classic. Reliable. Just like Grandpa. Apparently, some family secrets are meant to be shared. Buy yours online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
From West Allis all the way to Cudahy, don't you know I ride the bus every day? I'm a man with an addiction to beer and bratwurst and sauerkraut. Polka bands with Polish diction. That's what life is all about. I'm a Milwaukeean. Ain't it, don't you know?
Yeah, ain't it, don't you know?
Stuff, isn't it, huh?
Yeah, I'm in Milwaukee.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
That's great.
Yeah, nice song. WMDX, Mad Radio, 92.7 FM and 1580 AM, broadcasting live from State Street, the John and Gordy Family Show.
Beautiful sunshine today, highs just in the low to mid-70s. It's going to be gorgeous. We're done with the heat and the humidity here, at least for a day. And right now it's 59 degrees, a little cool.
Like to thank Sam for finding that car.
Yeah.
I know. It's I'm glad to see it's on the internet someplace.
I'm a Milwaukeean.
Yeah.
That's good.
You
good
know,
stuff.
They made stuff like that. It was in answer to something from Chicago.
Oh, sure. Of course. There's a rivalry there.
There was.
Who was the artist that did that? I'm a Milwaukee.
Guy Herman.
Yeah.
Guy Herman. Okay. It was well done, you know. Hey.
Yeah, there was another one.
Big thumbs up.
I'm
okay.
trying to think of the big radio announcer in Chicago that would always take shots at Milwaukee. And it was a very uncomplimentary song that he did put out. I'll have to try and find that.
Was it? What year are we talking about? What year?
Well, I don't know. About
70s?
In the 80s. Somehow.
80s? Yeah. I don't know.
Oh,
all right, we'll do a little research on that.
We will spitball that for a while.
Workshop it, spitball
we'll workshop.
It, run it around the table. All these things. Run it up the flagpole, see you salutes.
We'll
you know,
do that.
Stick that in your pipe and smoke it. I don't know.
You've got all the language.
I got all
out
the,
there. You've,
the office
you've been
speak.
In management.
I've been in, been
I
in management.
Tell.
Thankfully, I got out of it, so that's good, too.
Really?
Yeah. All those phrases. You know, that's what they say those kind of things when they don't know anything else to say. It's just like
that's right.
They got their, you know, phrases in their back pocket. You know,
Jeez,
keep the meeting
just,
moving.
Here I have this image of
management.
Smart talk behind closed doors.
Sure.
All right. Well, why don't we get into media world?
Let's do that.
Let's check that out. The Obros.
Mm-hmm. Back in the day.
There they were, sitting in the studio, wondering what's it all mean.
Oh yeah, that's what we do.
The signal's black, there's no coming back. We've got to follow that dream.
It's a dream.
Well, you ought to know, it's a media world. You ought to know by now.
You ought to know it.
You're all alone in a media world with John and Gordy going round.
know, we're doing Media World, but we, you know, aren't we going to keep up with the AI making some more music?
Yeah, we probably will. Yeah, okay. Somewhere along the way. It was a disaster the last time around.
That was just yesterday.
I'm feeling bad.
AI was having a bad day.
You know, some of our listeners know.
Yeah.
And they know.
Yeah.
Oh, you know they know.
You know they know.
That I hate Billy Joel more than anything. And we have a text here saying we need a John and Gordy jingle in the style of Billy Joel. No,
yes.
We don't.
No, I think that's a great idea. Well, let's do it and see how bad it is. Let's do it.
We'll throw it together.
Okay. Oh, I hate Billy Joel so much. All
right. Put the phrases in. Style of Billy Joel.
Okay, let's get into a little bit of Media World here. All right.
What's going on?
Here's an interesting debate that's going on about gas stoves on the right and left. And we have Scott Klug, who has a podcast.
Right.
He was on the program here talking about those gas stoves, saying, you know, well, here, you want to ban the gas stoves? And I said, no, we're not banning gas stoves. We just have tighter restrictions on the fumes that gas stoves release into a home.
Okay. And
isn't that a good thing? You don't want to intoxicate everybody in the room.
You don't want to kill everybody. Just come over to have a nice dinner.
Yeah, that's true.
Start dropping at the dinner table. You know something's wrong. You just didn't invite him over for a nice chicken meal, and suddenly Uncle Bob's not looking so good and keels over. You don't want that to happen.
No, we don't want to see that happen.
So there should definitely be some regulation.
Because you turn the gas stove on.
Yeah. So
you want everybody to die. So let's get to a cut I found in regards to the gas stove controversy. Let's go to that.
All right.
The House this week passed a pair of Republican-backed bills to prevent a nationwide ban on gas stoves. Legislation passed Tuesday would bar the Consumer Product Safety Commission from regulating stoves based on the claim that they are health hazards, while a separate measure passed Wednesday would block an Energy Department rule setting stricter efficiency standards for stovetops and ovens. Although more than two dozen Democrats joined Republicans in voting for the measure, some on the left are calling the bills a political stunt, and the White House has insisted since January that a federal ban on gas stoves is not on the table.
It isn't.
The president does not support banning gas stoves, and the Consumer Product Safety Commission, which is independent, is not banning gas stoves. I just want to be very clear on that.
Let's bring back our panel. Kim, so you've dug into this. They say, no ban here, but what's the reality?
So it's a de facto ban, Paul, just to be clear.
No.
What they're doing is this is the first ever regulation of stovetops, and it would impose an annual limit on the amount of natural gas that could be used in gas stoves. What that means is that all the features that actually make natural gas stoves really attractive to people, big burners, simmer burners, cast iron grates, all of those features would be severely limited if they could be used at all.
They're not limited.
And the manufacturers out there are saying that anywhere about up to 96% of existing models will not pass this current rule, and that they'll have to radically redesign to make things that nobody really wants. So effectively, Paul, it's a ban on any kind of stove you might actually want to buy, and you'll be left with a version that's more like today's dishwashers and washing machines that don't really do the job that they're meant to do.
They don't have water in them. Remember
this
that.
This is the rule.
Okay, so on this goes.
Stop it right there. Stop it right there. We might get to this next hour.
Okay. Well, so where does this debate stand now? I mean, they're not going to ban gas stoves, obviously.
They're restricting the amount of pollution that is released by gas stoves.
That's all they're doing.
It doesn't change the way they cook. It doesn't change the way
the
flame cooks things. It
doesn't change the look of the stove.
How dumb do they think we are?
That's a great question. We'll have to leave it right there. Coming up, a Trump tariff conversation. Felonious Trump. He's in the news.
He is.
Coming back with more.
It's the John Gordy Show.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will talk all things sports with the Acme Packing Company's Paul Noonan and a little weather update. It's Weather and Wine with Brittany Merlot. Make sure you join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
For the record, good sir, are you saying people that buy or sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes?
I am, Senator.
They also do virtual or in-person meetings, too.
You expect us to believe that the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, is Madison's go-to real estate expert with results?
Yes.
Order! That's the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com. Order in the court.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.